This is James Manuk speaking. You're listening to a rant, a bit of a podcast from My Small Biz University and My Small Biz Web Hosting. And the title of today's rant, well, you'll probably figure it out after you've listened to it a little while, how to build your small business when you're lazy. How to build your small business when you're lazy. Now, why am I doing this? Why am I talking about this? Why has it got my goat? Why am I frustrated about it? And it's because of what I run into on a daily basis, and not only from the information products that I either purchase or am offered by all of the emails that I get, but more importantly about some of the clients, individuals, people that ask me questions, and it amazes me what people won't do to be successful. And I'll give you a classic example. I know just to make things really simple, there's on the My Small Biz map, there's 10 basic steps that any small business has to follow. There's only 10 steps. They're all there. They're in plain view. And, the rest of the map details all of the fine details within those 10 steps. But in fact, there's only really 10 steps. And if you do the 10 steps, anyone who has done the 10 steps will be able to start to build a small business online. And yet, I can have 100, 1,000, 10,000 people download that map, know the steps, listen to the steps, and as a percentage, how many people will actually implement them? Very, very little. Why? Well, I'm not entirely sure, but most of the part is I think human nature is to try and do as little as possible to get the result that you want. And I know of only one way to be really, really lazy and be successful in business. And I'm going to share it with you right now. Spend a bunch of money. I didn't say earn a bunch of money, I said spend a bunch of money. See, you can always get other people to do things for you. And in fact, you can buy a business. You can buy an existing business if you want, and you can be somewhat successful with it and not have to work at it. But if you don't have money to buy a business that's already running and automated successfully, you're going to have to do some work. And it's pretty straightforward. It's not rocket science. All of the information is available to you, but you actually have to implement some of it. You know, I've been studying successful people for a long, long time now, and the only people that I have ever met that were truly successful were people who actually did something. They had a goal, an objective, a dream, something that they're working towards, and they started taking the actions necessary to hit that dream, hit that target. Are you doing that? If you already know, for example, that you've got to pick a business model in a niche market that you're interested in that has some existing demand, have you done that? If you don't know how to do it, it's in the My Small Biz map. It's all part of the videos that you get when you open a hosting account. It's all here. You know that you have to get your business set up after you've done a little bit of research and do things like having hosting and be able to take payments and a couple of those little technical things. All of that stuff is done for you. In many cases, if you just open up a hosting account or an autoresponder service, again, these are things that we include with your hosting account. After that, are you going to start to be able to build a site? Yeah. If you can't, I'll set one up for you. You know, one of the things I've done in the past is if it takes under 5 minutes, once you've got your hosting account, to basically set up a blog. You've got a site set up. You're going to have a site and start making some posts. If you can write emails, you can post to a blog. You know, are you in a position where you can actually start to build some relationships with people and put a little bit of time and energy into this? Yeah, absolutely. Start making some posts and ask people for their email address in exchange for something that you've written and or you have access to that's of value to them. You know, can you create your own products? Can you put on your own events? Can you talk to people? The bottom line is that the 10 steps in the map, all of the resources in the university that come with your hosting account, all of these things are there, but the bottom line is you've got to do a little bit of work. And if you don't want to do the work, you can't bitch and complain. You can spend your money and have someone else do it for you. It's pretty straightforward, but you actually have to do something. And you know what the great part is? That once you get started, listen to what I'm saying, once you get started, it's like pushing something downhill. Of course, there's going to be a little bit of an uphill to get things to the top or the crest, but there is a point where you're going to be pushing all of that work downhill. That's when you start to automate your business. That's when you find that stuff like word of mouth and buzz starts to take over. That's when you find that things come more naturally and they flow easily because you've learned how to do something. Once you know how to do something right, repeat it over and over and over again. That's why there's only 10 steps in the map. There's not 10,000 steps. Just take the steps and they're in a circle. The map is in a circle. It's in a hub and a spoke. Your business and idea is in the middle, but these steps are the different spokes on it. Take the steps and cycle through. Just cycle through, cycle through, cycle through. Each time it gets a little bit easier. But if you think that you're not going to be able to do it, or if you decide that you're not going to take these steps, then you might as well quit now. Get out of the business. Go work for someone else if you don't want to be self-employed. You have to take some risks with your energy, with your time, and with the efforts that you put into something. And you have to be willing to learn. That's the great part, is being able to learn. It doesn't take that much to learn, but learning requires that you step out of your comfort zone, that you actually get to a place or try something that you haven't done before. And of course, the easiest way to do that is to follow someone else that's done it. If you want to find out a little bit more about the map, unlock all the videos, get free hosting, all of the things that we have, they're all available just with a simple hosting account. So if you want to check that out, visit www.mysmallbizwebhosting and get started today. Download the map, use the My Small Biz desktop software, watch all the videos, get a free domain. And if you just want to, just open a ticket and say, can you set up a blog for me, James? I'll get you a blog set up. Once you get your hosting set up, it'll take 5 minutes. You'll be up and running. Straightforward, simple stuff to do, but you have to do it. This is James Maduke speaking. I'm listening to a little rant from My Small Biz University. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again soon.